We hear in our gospel this morning the account of the transfiguration. And I think an interesting question we can ask is, why was it Moses and Elijah that appeared at the transfiguration? You know, why not somebody else? Why not King David? Or why not Abraham, our father in faith? Or Joshua, who led the people of Israel into the promised land? Why weren't any of them at the transfiguration? And there's a number of different answers that I've heard, but the catechism makes an interesting point, and this is in paragraph 2583. And it talks about how Moses and Elijah both went to Mount Sinai. Moses in Exodus 33, Elijah in 1 Kings 19. They went to Mount Sinai, and for both of them, God revealed his presence to them. You know, with Moses, you know, there was a pillar of fire that came down on the cloud, and, you know, Moses entered into it and saw the presence of God. And Elijah, too, was able to see the presence of God. But neither one of them were allowed to see the face of God, because anyone who saw the face of God would die. And so both Moses and Elijah hid in a cleft in the rock from the presence of God. So they didn't see his face. But you can imagine, after seeing the presence of God, how much they longed to see his face. You know, they beheld the majesty and glory of God, how much they would have desired to see his face. No one probably longed to see his face the way Moses and Elijah did. And at the transfiguration, the face of God is revealed in glory in Jesus Christ. And Moses and Elijah were able to see his face. In the Eucharist, we receive the heart of Jesus Christ, but his face is veiled behind the appearance of bread and wine. We cannot see his glory and his majesty in the Eucharist. It's only in the next life that the saints are able to see God face to face and see his glory and his majesty. If we were to ask ourselves, on a scale from 1 to 10, you know, how great is our longing to see the face of Christ? You know, if we were to give an honest answer, you know, how much are we longing for that? The answer should be an 11. You know, that should be what we long for more than anything else. But the reality is, a lot of people live without God, and they live without the church. And how many families, even within our own parish, have drifted away from the faith and are no longer seeking Christ in a meaningful way? And maybe a question for us to ask here, as we're here in church, is how many of us are perhaps distracted spiritually? And maybe something else has caught our attention and our focus, and we're seeking something else more than we're seeking the face of Christ. Something else has captivated our hearts. And so why should we seek the face of Christ? Why should that be something that we're longing for? Well, think about how much we enjoy seeing our family members or our friends. You know, if we think about our best friend, you know, how much do we desire to see them? Because we enjoy being around them. It brings us joy to be in their presence. But how much greater would it be to be in the presence of the one who created them? The one who created every single person that we love in this world, every friend that we have, every family member, to be in the presence of the one who created each and every one of them, and to be able to see his face. Imagine being in the presence of the one who created light itself and who brought the entire universe into existence. To be able to see him face to face. You know, the one who brought us into existence and who sees every action that we've ever committed in our entire life and who sees the intention in our hearts behind every action. You know, to see the eyes of mercy that have forgiven every sin that we've ever confessed in confession. In the eyes of justice. To see the face of Christ means that in his eyes we'll know the truth of our lives. We'll know at that moment who we truly are and who we were meant to be. And we'll know the truth of ourselves and the truth of all things. You know, going to school is important. You know, going to work is important. You know, doing our chores that we need to do every day, that's important. But how do those things compare with seeing the face of God? Yeah, I think we all need to reflect deeply on that point, because that's what we were created for. We're created for the beatific vision, to look upon the face of the infinite God. And as we reflect upon that question, to orient our lives appropriately, keeping in mind the goal of every vocation and every state of life, whatever our state of life is, whatever God has called us to, the ultimate goal is the same. Every vocation is directed towards salvation, towards preparing us to see the face of God. And it can be dangerous if we lose focus of that, or if we lose patience and give up on the church. And, you know, if we don't get the instant gratification that we seek, you know, to seek other things instead, that's dangerous because it pulls us away from our true end. And so as we reflect upon the Transfiguration today and how Moses and Elijah, after waiting for so many centuries, were able to see the face of God, the question for us to ask ourselves is, how much do we desire to see the face of God? And our psalm today teaches us the disposition that we should have in seeking the face of God. It says, "Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord."